If the president gets his way, American companies could pay lower taxes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. In his State of the Union address last night, President Obama covered a lot of topics: education, government spending, and corporate taxes.
Get rid of the loopholes. Level the playing field. And use the savings to lower the corporate tax rate for the first time in 25 years without adding to our deficit.
Now, that was another theme of the president's speech: ways to lower the budget deficit. For fiscal 2011, that deficit grew by 14%. The Congressional Budget Office today said the deficit stands at nearly $1.5 trillion. The World Economic Forum opened today in the snowy ski resort of Davos, Switzerland. Political and corporate leaders are talking about free markets and global economic recovery. One of those corporate representatives joins us now from Davos. Beth Comstock is Senior Vice President of General Electric. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your sense of how corporate leaders feel about the global economy? Is it making a comeback?
I think the mood is much more optimistic. Yeah, I think people feel the economy is coming back. I think we would still describe it as multi-speed, meaning some economies are moving at a much faster pace than others. So the optimism is a bit of a spectrum.
Where is the U.S. in that multi-speed factor?
It's a slower speed. It's not the slowest, but it's a slower speed certainly than China, than India, than Brazil. A big shift for us recently has been to focus much more of our research and technology resources on innovating in a country like India to solve healthcare problems in India, and then ask ourselves, where else can we take this idea, but starting foremost for the challenges in the country.
President Obama tapped your boss, Jeff Immelt, to head up this new White House advisory panel, right, on jobs and competitiveness. Is that a good thing for GE? How does that work into the company's sort of mantra?
Jeff has been involved with President Obama for the past couple of years on his economic advisory board. In Jeff's mind, it was a natural extension to stay involved and to play a role of bringing business together with government.
Does that paint the company into a corner politically, do you think, if there's maybe a Republican comes into the White House?
I know we're not doing this as a political action. Jeff has been very loud and clear in saying he says he's a Republican. So this isn't about politics. It's about focusing on the economy, making sure that America can be competitive in the places it can best be competitive.
Beth Comstock, Senior Vice President at General Electric. Beth, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The S&P and NASDAQ each up about, a third to a half a percent. The Dow up 4 points, hovering just under 12,000. But we cracked that 12,000 ceiling just a little while ago, as a matter of fact, but now back under. Sales of new homes in the U.S. in December rose to their highest level in 8 months. But even despite that, the Commerce Department said 2010 had the fewest new homes sold in 47 years. A rough start to the year for Toyota. The Japanese automaker announced today it's recalling another 1.7 million vehicles worldwide. Now, the problem includes defective fuel devices. Marketplace's Elisa Roth covers the auto industry for us.
Toyota's been working hard to repair its reputation after it recalled millions of vehicles last year. It sounds funny, but this latest recall actually proves it's paying attention. Alan Baum is an auto industry consultant in Michigan.
In an ironic way, this is their system working in terms of generating concerns in their vehicles before the regulatory authorities find those concerns.
This recall isn't as alarming as some of the previous ones, namely the problems with unintended acceleration. And it'll have less of an effect for drivers here, since most of the recalled vehicles are in Japan. Toyota just took the title of largest automaker by number of vehicles sold for the third year in a row. But its own problems and increased competition from other companies like the Detroit 3 may make it hard to hold on to that title. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
The Super Bowl between the Steelers and the Packers is one last chance this season to see some big hits on the field. Those hits are exactly what some former players and player advocates say is wrong with the game. It's too violent, and there are too many risks of head and brain injuries. Staff writer Ben McGrath has a story about it in this week's New Yorker magazine. He's with us now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So how much of an influence does the sheer violence of football contribute to its popularity? Do people like it because there's so many hits?
Certainly, historically, that was what drew people to the game. People relate to the violence on a kind of notional level, and I don't think they really understand just how violent it sometimes is.
I'm curious how these brain injuries square with the amount of money that the NFL takes in.
Your question reminds me of something that James Harrison on the Pittsburgh Steelers said after concussing a couple of players in the Cleveland Browns, and he said, "I try to hurt people, I don't try to injure people." And I think that the perceived distinction between hurting and injuring is kind of the dicey zone that football tries to slide through.
We've heard from some players who say they wish they'd never played the game. Do others believe the big paychecks make it worth the chance of injury?
Certainly the players who are playing now are paid a lot better than the man who I talked to who said he wished he'd never played the game. I think the guys now look at it as this is something we go into knowing the risks. And one of the questions that the sport is facing is, well, just how well do we know the risks?
How much does the league figure the overall cost analysis to have all these injuries?
Well, I think that depends on whether we think that the public's reaction to these injuries is ultimately going to affect its interest in the sport. You know, maybe fans are okay with watching this, but the parents of high school players are not so cool with their kids playing. And maybe the game in a generation from now dries up. You don't have as many people who grew up playing the game, and therefore they're less likely to watch the game. So I think it's a long-term cost perspective. Will the game still be the most popular sport in America in 25 years?
Ben McGrath, staff writer for The New Yorker. Thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, a new hire at chipmaker Intel. Pop musician Will.i.am is the new corporate creative director. Now, Intel says Will.i.am will help the company keep focus on the world's youth and how they communicate with laptops and smartphones and the like. From now on, though, let's keep it formal. Just call him Mr. I.M. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, tweeting at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Working from home can have some perks. Staying in your PJs, your bed doubling as a desk, and not needing to drive, of course. But can telecommuting really help save the planet?
It's quite possible to generate more energy from the building standpoint by telecommuting than you save.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, one less excuse for working from home. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.